And welcome. This is Judith Conrad with the Judith Conrad Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the UPS store in Springfield, Oregon, and you will hear the telephone ringing every once in a while, which means they are busy. They've got a lot of business, and Jessica Mermis is my guest, and she'll be coming on in a few minutes. But first of all, I always like to set the tone of what's going on. We've got a lunar eclipse coming up on, I believe it's Saturday, December the 10th. We are in the middle of Mercury retrograde, which means details, details, details. Now, I'm imagining that in a UPS store with all the details going on, they have to really watch their P's and Q's and X's and Y's and Z's because there are details all over the place. Well, and if you're going to be doing anything with escrow, it will probably fall out, fall in, and fall around. So I would recommend that you wait until about the 13th when Mercury goes direct. And for those people who don't know what Mercury retrograde is, well, if you know what it is, you probably shudder every time. It means, well, I like it. I really like it because it's about that time that I need to revamp what I'm doing. Like I would do a redo an ad for this VBS radio program and take care of all the details. So that's the 13th of December, approximately in there. Now with the eclipse, the lunar eclipse, we've got some interesting things going on. We've got the sun in Sagittarius. Now, all of you folks out there who have Sagittarius birthdays, welcome, because you are the visionaries. You are the ones who usually turn around and teach. However, you don't usually do it in a normal way. It's like a classroom without walls, and we like that. So here we are. And so, Sagittariuses, just want to let you know, visionaries and the ones who teach in classrooms without walls. We also have this moon in Gemini, and the moon with this eclipse, Gemini, is these are the twins. If one thing comes up, you can sure bet that it's going to, a second thing is going to come up because Gemini being the twins. So just looking at that, I just like to use astrology as kind of a way to guide me along, but I don't run my life with it. Here's a quote, and I used it last Thursday, I believe it was. You know, I broadcast Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's an expression that says, I will believe it when I see it. Yeah, forget that. You know, I was at a meeting this morning, and they were talking about goal setting, and I was trying to keep myself awake, and they said, oh, you got to have realistic goals. They must be SMART goals. So what do I'm new. That was my first meeting, and I said, well, how about some unrealistic goals? And they looked at me like I was nuts. And I said, well, you know, in my coaching program, and here's the quote that I like to use, I will see it when I believe it. I will see it when I believe it. If I don't believe that I could do a radio broadcast radio broadcasting here in Springfield, you know, I have to believe I can do it because that's going to happen. So if I set the goal, okay, maybe, and I intend to do that, I want to think of something that's outside the box. It's unrealistic, and I will see it when I believe it. I can believe that I can take trips. I can do any of these wonderful things, and that's pretty awesome. Okay, and I've got another quote that I would like to give you. You know who Eckhart Tolle is, don't you? He's written the book about the power of now, and this is what he put on Facebook today. As you notice, I get a lot of inspiration from Facebook. It's from an ancient Chinese proverb. One should not miss the flavor of being sick, nor miss the experience of being destitute. I'm going to repeat that. One should not miss the flavor of being sick, nor miss the experience of being destitute. Not an inspiring saying, perhaps at first sight, but actually quite profound. To miss an experience means resisting, complaining, huffing and puffing, which is futile since it is what it is already. The alternative, choose to be the space for whatever experience life gives you, meaning right here, right now. Allow the now to be as it is. Then there's a depth to who you are, and then also inner peace. And out of that will come right action. Whatever's going on with you, and not everyone is abundant and prosperous. If you are in a place where you're not prosperous, well, guess what? Just be with that. Don't miss the energy, the flavor of wherever you are. I liken this to the inner child. The inner child, and you know, with it goes skipping down the road. If you ever watch, that's what gives me great inspiration. I watch these inner child come out, and the little kid is going down the street, and he's running and jumping and, you know, poking and having fun and dancing around and just playing a game with life, feeling light as a feather and joyful, excited, relaxed. His eyes are open, sparkling. He's full of love, and he's just jumping up and down. Now, as adults, can we do that? That would be such a great thing. Well, I'm going to find out what Jessica thinks. We're going to jump right in with our guest, Jessica, who is the owner of this franchise, right? It's a franchise?
Yep.
It is. Okay, bring your microphone right up. No, take it out. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Jessica is the owner of this franchise, and so she and the two of us have agreed that we're going to come in here and talk about inspiration, who inspires you, and any of the things that I've given so far. So based on what I've said so far, what did you get out of what I was talking about?
I got most of it about who inspires you and staying strong and seeing is believing. And
yeah.
Pretty much just that. You got to, you know, do what you say.
Yeah, say it. Yeah, exactly.
Back it up.
You bet. So when I believe it, I'll see it.
Yep.
So I believe you think outside the box, don't you?
I do. And we have to, especially working with the public so much.
Yes.
And you have to be creative every day.
Every day.
Yep, and anything. I learn something new every day.
Isn't that great?
It is. I love it.
And that's like the little kid.
Yep.
The little kid is going along and will stop and kick rocks and then find this rock that really fascinates him.
Yep.
Yeah. So have you ever had an experience like that where your inner child was out and you're playing as an adult now?
I think it happens all the time.
All the time.
I'm still a big kid at heart. So.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
When you get out and go dance, do you go dancing?
I do go dancing.
All right. So when you're out on the dance floor, does your inner child come up?
Oh, yeah. My inner child comes out just, you know, playing at the park with my dogs or with my friend's kid in the, you know, sandbox or swinging on a swing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I still want to go as high as I can and yep, yeah. See if I can jump off.
I
just forget how much it hurts now and
I know.
Don't heal as well. But, yeah.
I know it. Yeah. So, like I said, we're broadcasting from Springfield, Oregon at the UPS store. Now, who'd have thunk? You could broadcast from here. What I like to do, because this goes out globally, so people in Buenos Aires, I have friends in Buenos Aires that quite often tune in,
awesome.
And people in Texas, people in Florida, all over. And what I do is I make it local by going to the local businesses. So if you're from Springfield, Oregon, and Eugene, Oregon, and you know someone who would like to host us coming in to broadcast, we would love to find that out. All right, and the email is judith@judithconradradio.com. Now, you can call in. Did you know that you could call in? Most of you do.
Cool.
Yeah, you can call in if you have a question for Jessica. You have a question for me. And I haven't even done my intuitive reading yet, but we'll do that soon. So, Jessica, I want to know who inspires you the most.
Ooh. As far as business or personal?
A person. Any people who inspire you?
Pretty much my parents.
Your parents? Okay, mm-hmm. Tell me why they inspire you.
They've always worked so hard, and they've done so much for all of us.
Okay. They worked hard, and they've done so much for their children. Exactly. And how did they do that?
Oh, everything. They still do everything if we need it.
Really?
My mom still makes my brother's lunch.
Yeah.
And they don't even live at home.
And how old is your brother?
One's 28.
All right.
Yeah, so I mean, we still get grocery bags, and my mom doesn't realize that I live out of state. Like, I don't need to take home stuff on the plane.
I know.
But she still packs my little airplane bag for me.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes, little fishies and
yeah,
Hi-C box. Yeah.
That's very, very nice.
It is.
Okay, so we're looking at inspiration. Okay, and we've taken care of your parents. We talked about them. And is there anyone else, let's say at Greeters, we both belong to Springfield Greeters and also Summit. We go to Summit, and that's a wonderful group. What other person inspires you?
Actually, Jason Barnhart.
Jason Barnhart, yes.
Jason does. He knows everybody's name.
Yes.
It amazes me. I can see Jason in a Halloween costume on Main Street at 10 o'clock at night, and he knows it's me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he knows my husband's name every time he sees him. Yeah. And my husband does not even go to greeters, and he's maybe met him twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed that with him.
Yeah, he knows everybody in town. Everybody knows who he is. I really think it's great how he remembers everybody's names, mm-hmm. and he's so nice and helpful.
I know. And that's an inspiration.
And
to
it's consistent.
It's consistent, right. Is. Yeah, and I remember one time when I was doing television, and I needed camera people, so he came in with a buddy who lived across the street and did camera. They were my camera people. And come to find out, I think he used to do that. You know, he had studied videography. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, he stood behind me the day I opened the store, and he's been behind me ever since.
Isn't that wonderful?
Jason's always been there.
Yes. So we just want to let you know, Jason, when you listen to the archives, that we're talking about you, because you have a value, a quality, a character quality that many people would benefit by having that. I wonder how he remembers all those names.
I don't know. I need to learn that.
Yeah, because and that is a technique. For some people, they can do it very easily. Other people, not. So that's an inspiration. So the theme of the program is inspiration. All right. So anyone else in any other group? We've gotten your parents. We've gotten Jason Barnhart from the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, or greeters, actually. Chamber of Commerce, too. Anyone else?
Aaron? Aaron Smith with Lifetime Tattoo.
Okay, Aaron Smith with Lifetime Tattoo.
She's my rock.
Is she? Okay, that's why she's an inspirational person. She's your rock.
Yep.
And what does she do? How does she do it? I mean, what does she do that makes her inspirational?
She makes me do new things.
Makes you do new things?
Yep.
Such as?
Such as changing name tags.
Really?
Yep. Just little things around here makes me learn something new, offer a new service.
Uh-huh.
To freshen it up.
Right. So, that's very inspirational to be. Yeah, because we get stagnant sometimes. We get stagnant. All right. We got business to do over here. So I'll let you take a short break.
Awesome.
And I'll be right back with you. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing the intuitive reading for today, which I did yesterday, actually. And you might want to pick a number from 1 to 4. And think of a question of... Because it's all about inspiration, remember, the who, what, where, why, and how. And so this whole thing is geared around inspiration. And a question could be, what is my inspiration for, it could be like my reason, my inspiration for changing jobs. That could be one. Maybe someone out there is thinking of that. What is my inspiration for... whatever, you know, I'm just, I don't know what you have, what questions you have. And if you don't have a question, you can just say, oh, I don't know, but I'm just going to listen to all of them and then I'll pick one. It could be one, number one, number two, number three, number four. So the first one is the Five of Discs, worry. And that is about, inspiration. So sometimes worry will get in the way. And it's about... worry that this won't work or that won't work, and maybe you're not listening to your inner voice. So it's worry, and it is someone maybe you're dealing with that has an agenda and you're not really getting along with them. And then the question is, why are you surprised about what happened there? Would you like to be on the radio, ma'am? All right. So what I'd ask for you to do is to reach inside and connect with spirit so that whatever I was talking about, it just isn't valid. It's all about connecting to spirit, and you'll never be alone. So that is the inspiration and number one. So think about whether you want that to be the one that you're really going to go for, to be able to connect to spirit inside. And that would be your inspiration, because whatever higher mind has to say to you when you're sitting quietly and you're maybe sitting here at this UPS store and you're just looking outside and you see people doing things outside and you kind of let your mind go. And so that may be your inspiration of, hey, wonder what they're thinking out there. That's kind of cool, huh? The second one is the Fool card, which is to leave the past behind. And that includes the drama, the hurt, the helplessness, and to stay in the present. To trust your intuition and be ready to accept new opportunities. I like that one. That was pretty good. I like that better than the first one. But then, you know, connecting to source, connecting to spirit, and then you are leaving the past behind, number two. Trusting your intuition. They're kind of the same because when you're tuning into your guidance and the higher mind, that's number one. You're letting go of worry and all of that. Number two, then, to leave the past behind and trust your intuition. Number three is the Eight of Wands, which is focusing on the journey, on the present, and nurturing what's going on right here, right now. And again, here we're leaving the past, and we're looking at being on the journey. I always think about when I go to Maui, the journey from, you know, to get to the other end of the island. It's the journey. I mean, you stop and you have to wait to make sure no one's coming around the corner. It's a journey of what life is. And the fourth one, you know what? I have to go back to that other one. Because I'm being in the present, I think when I do foreign travel, I am just like a little kid because I'm looking at everything. I may not get back to this particular country, to Paris or to Munich, and I don't want to miss anything. So I'm like a little child looking at everything. And I want to talk to as many people as I can. So the number four is the Three of Cups, which is celebration. Being available to new opportunities, going minute by minute, just being very much in the present, dancing, and let your hair down. Wonder which one Jessica's going to pick. We don't know. Again, we're going to, like I said, we're broadcasting here on BBS Radio, and we're broadcasting in Springfield, Oregon. So I want to talk to you just a little bit also of a group that I'm going to start very soon. We're looking at the countdown to 2012. Since Jessica wasn't here for the reading, I can't ask her questions about it. But we're going to talk about this countdown to 2012. So tomorrow's the 8th, and you got a couple more days here to kind of clear out the clutter. So Jessica, do you have any clutter that you need to clear out of your life? Mental clutter, emotional clutter, physical clutter, spiritual clutter, anything that's just kind of, I had one lady I talked to, file by pile. So do you have any clutter in your life that needs to be cleared out?
Right now?
Yeah.
Not really. I kind of put everything off until after Christmas just because this is my busy season.
Right.
I postpone everything.
Okay.
I'm like, after Christmas, I'll deal with it then.
You'll deal with it then. Okay. And are you going to then, at that time, get together with your staff? Are you going to set some goals for next year?
Oh, yes.
You're going to set some goals. Do you have a day when that's what you do? Or just ongoing?
Just pretty much ongoing.
Ongoing.
Like we'll do an after Christmas recap.
Okay. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Because it's very important to write them down. So first of all, you got to clear out the clutter of what is in the way. All right. So once you do that, now you're going to, on the 9th through the 17th, and of course Mercury goes direct then, but that's good. After you've cleared the space on your desk, in your home, in your head, you're going to start noticing what paths are opening up to you.
I believe it.
Yeah, so you're watching for what paths are opening up, especially if you think that there's going to be major changes. Now, Jessica, is there anything in the store, in your business, that you feel could take on a different flavor, change, major change or not?
We are going to be, but we're still kind of waiting on it, so.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to start shipping DHL.
You're going to start shipping
DHL.
DHL. Very good.
That's going to be big.
It is going to be big. Now, do you have enough room in this store to do that?
We're making room. We're going to take one cabinet out in the back. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
And retraining everybody on their rules and regulations, so.
Lots of rules and regulations, huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So new opportunities will come in once you've cleared the clutter, cleared your head, cleared everything out. And if you have a closet when you open it up and, oh, my gosh, well, how did everything get stuffed in there? But your living room looks fabulous. I have one like that.
I have a husband like that.
You have a husband like that. Yes. So he likes to put things in closets?
Oh, yes, and attics and shops and under beds. And
God forbid that you would move and you'd have to. So, oh, no.
It would be ridiculous.
It'd be ridiculous?
There's just no way.
No way? You have a three-bedroom, four-bedroom house?
Three-bedroom.
Three-bedroom. And a garage?
Oh, yeah.
And do you put your cars in there?
One car.
Whose car?
My car. My extra car.
Your extra car. How many cars do you have?
Like six.
Six cars.
They're hobby cars.
They're
too,
hobby so. Cars. So what do you do with? I mean, name the cars.
I have a '72 Dart Swinger.
Mm-hmm.
That's my baby.
Yes.
And I do the Springfield Cruise with that.
Yes.
And then we have an International that we did the parade with.
Okay.
And we have a truck that we do camping with.
Uh-huh.
And then a 4Runner we do wheeling with. And then I have my daily driver. And then he has his daily driver. Yeah, we have a lot of cars.
Lots of cars, I was going to say.
But he works for Guarantee, so.
Oh, that's right. And what a sweet man he is.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yes. I love Guarantee Chevrolet, and I love the Shannon Nell out there. He's just a sweetheart.
They're amazing.
I know, and when I saw him at the awards dinner, he just raved about your husband.
Oh, really? That's
yes,
so cool.
Yes, I thought that was very, very
They're
nice.
They're a very good match together.
Yeah, and some people aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know one lady who went out there to work and just was not a match.
Yeah.
And so she just moved on, and she'll find something else.
Yep.
And that's what's coming up here between now and 2012. We've got just a few more weeks. Take the time to clear the clutter. Whatever, whether it's mind or mental, whatever that is, and then to just start noticing what happens. I've had a couple of situations where, duh, how did this happen? You know, I get a call and say, guess what? You just bought a house. Ooh, okay. You know, it just things happen like that.
Yeah.
And that's what when spirit starts moving and I'm paying attention, okay, I'm watching, and that's what happens. Have you ever had an opportunity like that? Did that happen with the store, by the way?
A little bit. This is something I planned to do when I retired.
Really?
Yeah, and I finished school, and this was going to be my go-to later, plan B.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, the store was for sale. My husband was like, let's do it. And I was like, oh, I just left.
Yeah.
But I did it for 10 years, so might as well.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy, it's something I enjoy. I've done it since I was
You love
17.
People, don't you?
I do. It's like the little barbershop of the neighborhood.
Is it?
It is.
People,
they come in. We have people that come in daily.
I was noticing some of them, and they, you know, had little comments to make, and so they come in every day then.
Yeah, I get to see people's kids grow up and everything. It's great.
Wonderful.
It's really cool.
It is. So you're open for new opportunities, and that's already started to come with DHL.
Yep.
And you do what other? You do the UPS here? Is that what?
Yep, UPS and U.S. Mail. We're contracted post office.
Contracted
now.
Post office. You don't do FedEx, though?
Nope.
No, you don't do FedEx. They have to go to Kinko's for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't send them there.
Nope.
You stay here. And do you write down things that occur to you as far as goals that pop into your head?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a book or a journal that you keep track of all this in?
No, I pretty much focus on like a couple things at a time. Like I'll have like two or three goals at a time. Like I'm going to accomplish this and I'm going to work on this.
Very good.
So instead of overloading myself,
I
try to keep myself very limited on it's always the store, but then something else, like one or two other things.
One or two things. Very good. Well, she's just fitting right into this what's coming up for 2012. We're going to take a break and then we're going to continue on with a couple more things to get ready for 2012 and the inspiration that she has and how she maintains this business here. So we'll be right back.
That's cool.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers. careers, relationship, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Radio Show. How wonderful it is that you should walk into this UPS store. All right. Yes, thank you. So we are broadcasting from UPS here with Jessica Mermis, and we're talking about setting some goals for the new year and the inspiration that is behind them. And during break, I was mentioning that my coaching business is expanding. Now, once I took the focus off of selling an hour radio program for this other company and focused on my coaching, you know, when you put it out there like that, it happens. And lo and behold, I discovered that there are folks out there who are thinking about it. They're thinking about it, you know, and if I'm thinking about it, and here's that quote again, if I believe it, I will see it. So I believe that I will have 5 new coaching clients. That means every week I get to hang out with them and work with them on their goals, on whatever, on inspiration. I'm going to inspirate them. How's that? I'm going to inspirate them and get them moving. And I'm going to do just like the here. I'm going to help clear some of the clutter in their mind emotionally and if they've got blocks that would keep them from being successful. And then I want to have them look at new opportunities of how they can believe that they can have something they never thought they could have. Anyway, well, I just have to go back to that situation this morning where the people said, no, they have to be realistic goals. I said, yeah, well, I can promise that. I know if I can make this or not, but I want to expand. Just take a rubber band and just expand it out. Something that is totally outside the box. Wonder what Jessica will say about that. What goal could you have? Personal life? Anything that would be outside the box that you'd like to set for January 1, 2012.
I want to go on a big vacation.
You want to go on a big vacation. Very yeah. Good. All right, so let's make this realistic, and yet let's make it outside the box because we want it just awesome. Between now and the 1st of January, is this? You think that could happen?
Maybe. Fast one,
okay. Yeah. That would be probably a small one. Let's go for a bigger one. So let's look out in the future. Just let's, you know, just whatever pops into your head. What a day are you getting on the airplane or May. The boat in May?
For some reason, May came
up. Okay, very, see, now that's what I call trusting your intuition. That's your gut feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that. And you all are witnesses. You can listen to the archive programs and you can hear Jessica in May. She's going to be taking a trip. And where would you be going on this trip?
Probably Jamaica.
To Jamaica. Have you been there before?
Yes.
And why would you want Jamaica?
We really enjoyed it last time, and my husband agrees to go there again.
Very good. It would just be the two of you?
Most likely,
okay.
Yeah.
And let's say I want to just get this visual. You're getting off the airplane, and where are you going to go to stay?
We were going to stay random places.
Random places. Mm-hmm. Very good. So a couple days here, a couple days there.
Yep, on a scooter.
On a scooter. Wonderful. Would you put some of your stuff in a storage or a place where you could, like at a hotel, you could come back and pick it up?
Backpack.
You're just going to take a backpack. And if you need anything more,
buy it.
Guess what? You can buy it. I love that.
How many bathing suits do you need?
So bathing suits and scuba gear, can you rent that there?
Yeah, have all that there.
You have all of that there. And so you've arrived day one. You've been flying all day or?
Yeah, usually all night.
Usually all day, all night. Okay, you've arrived and you're going to your first hotel. You probably have that paid for, right?
Probably, or a hostel or something.
A hostel, yeah. Youth hostel, yeah. They're young enough to do that. I remember when I was in Germany and Switzerland, we went to the hostel and I was, you know, definitely not a young person. And they said, this isn't a senior hostel. I said, well, I'm staying here anyway.
They're pretty open in Jamaica.
This was in Switzerland. Yeah. So how many days are you going to be there?
Five.
You're going to be there 5 days. All right. So you arrive, and then the next day you got five more days, and then you got that next day you're going to be flying home. Walk me through day one. You see what I'm doing with her? I am making it real for her, so she's actually experiencing all the day. Okay, tell me.
So I probably get off the plane, and then they always greet you with a red stripe beer.
With a what?
A red stripe beer.
Okay.
They totally greet you with one.
And then in Peru, they would greet us with coca tea.
And I'd usually be so tired probably that we'd probably just find a scooter and then head somewhere.
Okay. So you wouldn't have a hotel lined up?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Very good. Is this fun to plan a trip with the adventure? Remember I was talking about that inner child?
Yeah.
That's it.
Pretty much what we do.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to be, tell me, you're going to go scuba diving. You're going to, what else are you going to do?
Probably sit on the beach.
Sit on the beach. Okay. You're going to read?
Yeah. Read, people watch.
People watch. Don't
float
you love
in the water.
Float in the water. Okay. And how about the evening? Is there any special events that go on over there?
Usually live music.
Light music.
Find music somewhere and go listen to it and meet the people.
Yes. You know, a lot of people, when they go, they don't even want to have, they want nothing to do with the natives.
Oh, I meet everybody.
I know. And that's, I feel that's a real missing piece. Okay. So what else that you had done before? Can you see, is there anything, by the way, that's going to be unusual that you can just kind of feel in your gut that's going to happen?
No.
Nope.
Not yet.
Not yet. You get a little closer. Now, do you need to save up money?
Yes.
Okay. Every month, how much are you going to save? You don't have
probably
to say.
Like
you don't have to
couple
say.
Hundred.
Couple hundred every day, or every month. Mm-hmm. Every day, every month, and you can probably double up on that some months.
Yeah, this month.
Okay, so this month. Yeah, because it's a busy,
Busy month.
That's very good. You can make all the money for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So we're at the UPS store in Springfield, Oregon. There are other Springfields, I know, Illinois, and I think there's one in Massachusetts. Someplace in the east.
We get a lot of calls for them.
Yeah. And so we're broadcasting live on BBS Radio. And some of you are listening on judithconradradio.com. Don't be shy. I'll walk you through your vacation or whatever you want. Okay. We've got a 5-day trip for Jessica. And it's going to be in May. All right. We're going to check on her later to see because she's going to be starting to look for airline fares, right?
Yes.
And see how, once you start talking about you get that enthusiasm, it starts going?
It does.
It does. All right. That's a vacation in May. What do you think is going to happen in May with your business?
It'll go good.
It'll go. Yeah, because you've got great people in here.
My employees are awesome.
Aren't they, though? How many employees do you have?
Five.
You have five employees. They all wear these beautiful red jackets with black top and bottom. That's beautiful. You walk in, there's already bright sunshine.
It looks good.
Very good. Had you ever had employees before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
That would be like a foreign country for me, walking in. I mean, doing employees. I have no clue how to do that.
Yeah. I was always a manager for UPS stores.
Really?
Yeah.
So for 10 years, you did that?
Yeah. Okay. At five different locations.
In five different locations. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that about you, Jessica.
Yeah. I grew up doing this.
Very good. Your parents did that or somebody?
No. An owner that took me under his wing when I was really young.
Very good.
And he was very successful, and he still is, and he pretty much showed me the ropes.
And, you know, one of the things I love about doing this radio program, I get to know, I call this our one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because I get to know Jessica at a deeper level. And you have no children, right?
No children.
No children.
I have a stepdaughter.
A stepdaughter. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is her name?
Justine.
Okay. Very good. How old is she?
22.
She's 22. My goodness. So there you go. All right. So we're looking at now for the holidays. She's going to be super busy, so she's not going to write down too many goals, but I've encouraged her to go ahead and write down some. Any action steps? You know, we already looked at an action step, which is to check airline flights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see what I'm doing with you people out there? I'm asking you to start, you know, looking at what you want, set a date, and from there, you're going to look at what action steps you have to do. And she's going to start checking her airline flights so that she knows how much to save and where to go with that. All right, now, Jessica's turn. She gets to interview me.
So, how long have you been doing this for, Judith?
This radio program?
Yes.
I have been on the radio since 1984.
Ooh.
1984 in San Francisco, KEST, 1450 AM. Then I went to TV and had my own TV program. I always purchased the time so that I can have any ad I want on there. I don't have to be told what to do as long as I'm complying with something.
You're your own boss.
I'm my own boss. In the classroom, I taught for 25 years, and I ran it because it was my business.
That's nice.
You are there on time.
Yep.
And the same thing I do with my coaching. If you're going to come and have an hour session, why would you want to come a half hour late?
Exactly.
You're paying for an hour.
Paying for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So any other questions you have for me?
Who's your inspiration?
My inspiration is the guidance that comes from within. And I never know who it is. Sometimes it's Mother Mary. Sometimes it's Archangel Michael. I never know. And it doesn't make any difference. So I can just, you know, tap into that.
Who's your most... Like, what story has been the best for you?
What was that?
Which story, like, what person has been, or, like, I don't know if you'd call him your patient, or, like...
My client?
Yeah, your client.
The client that has been the most inspirational? Oh, my. I've had so many. I have... The one that really inspired me was the one, every time she wanted to start a business, she said, come back. I need to have you as a coach. So every time she would call me and say, okay, I'm doing a new business. I'm going to write a book. So I need to have you come back as my coach. And she inspired me because she just kept going from one business to the next. Just was really wonderful.
That's really neat.
Yes. Next question.
Let's see.
You didn't know you're going to be interviewing me.
Yeah.
You're a radio DJ.
I'm like, wow, how long have you been in town here?
3 years.
Oh, wow. I've lived here longer than you.
Yes, I've been here 3 years, and the first year I hit the ground running. I went to every networking event I could find. I met as many people as I could. I didn't think to do the one-on-ones, but now I'm coming back around and meeting people and just doing one-on-ones.
I thought you lived here a lot longer.
No.
Everybody knows who you are.
I know.
I thought you lived here like at least 20 years or something. That's crazy.
Well, when I left San Francisco, I went to Mount Shasta, and I lived there for 6 years.
Oh,
small town.
Pretty.
Yeah, beautiful. Small town. Beautiful.
Too small for you.
Small town. Yes.
Too small for
How many more things can I do? And so when my relative says, you know, you stopped there long enough, let's get up here.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah.
How many children? Do you have children?
I have one.
You have one? Do you have grandchildren?
I have four.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to see all of them at Christmas time.
Are they here?
They're down in Modesto and in Clear Lake.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I have received my grandchildren back again. They were estranged for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, through my son.
That must be nice.
Yes, it is.
Back.
It is.
That's good. How old are they?
I can't remember. The youngest is 17, and they go up to 23.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All spaced out.
They're pretty adult, yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
What's your goal for next year?
My goal for next year is to have, I would say, two coaching clients every day so that I am able to help more people. And then I want to start a group that comes in, and they want to set goals. They want to meditate. They want to learn how to meditate. I mean, that is, I used to do this, and then I had one group on teleconference. So I'm looking at one class on teleconference, and the other one, it will be in person.
That is good.
Isn't that good to have
it
right there in front of me so we can, we'll just, you know, it's a circle. And if someone doesn't want to do individual coaching, that's part of it. The intuitive that I'll help them. Because you know something? Anyone who's successful, like Jessica, she taps into someone or something higher, a higher power, to get her inspiration and to know how to do this.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, and sometimes we know and sometimes we don't. Okay, next question.
This is hard.
I know it.
It's hard coming with questions on the spot.
It is, yeah.
Are you going to be doing, like, do you have a center that you're going to be at, or are you going to do this on location at different places?
I will probably do it in my home office, maybe, but maybe not.
Is that where you do the coaching at?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do it in my home office. It's very good because it's private and I can control the situation around. And but we'll see. You know, maybe there's a center I'll do the classes at.
Do you help people with like healing and wellness and stuff?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I've been trained in DNA activations. You know, if sometimes folks just can't quite get that creative, the creative juices going. And so I help them bring in additional DNA strands. It's on the etheric level. But boy, have I seen the results with that.
For artists.
For authors.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get writer's block. Well, one of the things you can do, if you get a block, you can't write for anything, start writing with your non-dominant hand.
Oh, that's a neat way.
Yeah, and if I want an piece of information and I'm not getting it, I just sit down, nice music, and I will start writing. And I will just write, of course, when you're using the non-dominant hand, I wish I could have you try that right now, you have to slow down. And when you slow down, there's that part of the brain that starts slowing down too, and that opens that center, that portal, where you have access to information that heretofore you had none.
That's insane.
It's insane, yeah.
It's amazing.
And I have all kinds of things like this. And I always like to put them on the radio because I want to help you.
Have people exercise it and try it.
Right, right. So when you get a chance, maybe before we meet at Greeters tomorrow, then you can just let me know what information came through.
I'll try it tonight.
Yeah, will you
I
do
promise, it? Yeah.
Okay, that would be so great.
All my friends do it too.
Yeah, because that's it's called automatic writing. When you do that a little bit, all of a sudden that part of the brain is activated. And you don't have to even write because things will pop in faster. That's what I do when I'm doing the coaching.
Yeah.
I was getting all these inspirational ideas. Ooh, I want to do that. Ooh, I want to do that. And Spirit said, that's not yours. I gave it to you for them. But they were things that I could do.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for me. It was for them.
Yours was pass it along.
I pass it on. Shh, thanks, God.
You must give to receive.
Yes, that's right. So, and when I did that, then they were able to take it and run with it because I was right there to coach them because I could see the whole infrastructure of what it would take to do that.
That's really neat.
It is. That's one of the gifts that I have been given with.
I want
that
gift.
Huh?
I'm like, I want that gift.
Well, come into the class or come into my coaching. Yes, like I said, I'm going for 5 coaching clients, and it's happening.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, if there's anyone out there who would like to call. Oh, we got a call in here. Rebecca, I'm sorry. I missed your thing online, too. Let's hear you, Rebecca.
Hi. I'm calling about some issues I'm having with depression.
Okay.
And I got off my antidepressants in August because I was depressed anyway. And so I decided to do that. I am a nurse, but I'm not working right now.
Okay.
I've got really low energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel sick in my body, but I feel sick in my spirit. I just took a Reiki 1 and 2 class. And I've been doing Reiki on myself.
Good.
And I just wondered if you could see anything that might help me.
First of all, I would recommend you get back on your antidepressants, whether it's a lower dose or whatever it is, because without that, right now, it's very important that you get that so that you're not depressed while you're doing this. Because when what I can see here, just as I'm looking at your energy, is that you do need those antidepressants right now. It feels like a crutch, but it's really important. And to continue with your Reiki, because Reiki amps up your energy. And once you've gotten Reiki 3 and the mastery of that, then you can start looking at maybe tapering off. And I'm not a medical doctor, remember.
Okay.
And well, where are you calling from, Rebecca?
I appreciate it. Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Love it, love it. Did you, and you've been listening to Jessica. She has this UPS store here in Springfield, Oregon. Do you have a message for her?
I just now got in. I don't know Jessica.
Okay. We've been talking with her the whole hour. And so, yeah, if you get a chance to listen to the program, I think it'll help you, you know, to listen to the earlier part of the program.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for having the program and having this on Empower Radio. I love it.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. And you stay tuned on the radio then.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Rebecca. Okay. So that leaves the lines open if anyone else would like to call in. Tucson, Arizona. I love it when people call from other places. Okay, Jessica, what else would you like to ask me? Or I forgot to ask if you had any comments for Rebecca.
Oh, it's out of my scope.
Okay. Yeah, and so sometimes that, you know, people have just an intuitive hit or an aha.
I just tell people to exercise it out.
Yeah, and exercise. There you go. Yeah. Exercise is something because that amps up the endorphins in your body. And so, okay, Rebecca, this is from Jessica. She says exercise. Very good. Yes, exercise, walk. And if that's difficult, why then find some other exercise, something.
Just get out and do.
Yeah. And physical therapy is also very good. And, you know, and sometimes people say, oh, I can't afford that. Well, you can find a book in the library that will give you the exercises that will help you.
Oh, yeah. Or even just stretching.
Stretching, yeah. Yoga is very good. You know, just stretch to the right, stretch to the left.
That's my goal for the new year. Yoga once a week.
You know what? And we're looking at, you know, goals. For, just make sure they're not resolutions. Because resolutions are, what those are they're trying to correct a behavior that you've committed to during this holiday. And most of them, well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. What would be one for you? Exercise?
I want to do yoga.
Oh, yoga.
Make sure I do yoga once a week and get my get faster at running miles.
Very good. So those and that's not out of desperation either, is it?
No, it's just goals.
Those are goals, yes.
Yeah, because I know it'll help in the long term.
And I hear people say, well, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit smoking. And, you know, these are things that they enjoy doing.
Yeah, I don't do that anyways. Really,
yeah, so. But, you know, that's what most – you listen for the resolutions. And most of the resolutions are about correcting behavioral patterns.
Yeah.
And they're never going to do it unless they change their behavior. All right. So you got that? Yeah. So let's set goals instead. And I say let's set soul goals. My soul wants to have a goal.
That's good.
Yeah. So like I said, my soul goal is to have 5 clients so that I can really help them. Once I get the 5, then I'm going for 10.
That's good.
It is.
You'll hit it.
I will.
Everybody loves you.
Thank you.
They do. I always hear good stuff about you.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Well, we got a couple more minutes if people want to call in. Jessica, what else would you like to say?
Not much. We're just getting ready for our busy season. So.
What? Oh, yeah. I would imagine because.
It gets crazy. It's the holidays. And Hanukkah and Christmas are on the same week this year.
Are they really?
Yeah.
And so people are sending gifts?
Gifts, presents, greetings. So we're doing a lot of printing for, like, Christmas cards and holiday cards and New Year's announcements and calendars. And
I just won at Greeters 100 copies.
Oh, yeah. You can come make your flyers.
I can make a flyer here, yes.
We can get it out and just getting ready for that. That's
I know.
All I do.
So you have printing here, and you can ship. I see you have tubes, and you can ship those out. And I noticed when we were getting ready to broadcast, there was someone that came in with an antique gun. Can you send guns through the air? Or through,
You can send antique rifles.
An antique rifle, okay.
But we do have to call for permission and make sure. But we send a lot of gun parts, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like people will have like the handles or just random different parts.
Really?
You can't send any handguns, though.
You cannot?
No.
Well, I would think not.
Yeah.
Because of the terrorism thing.
Yeah, and there's just lots of regulations on it, and somebody might get it in the wrong hand.
That's right. That's true. That's true. What is the largest thing that you've ever sent?
A moose head. Well, I've shipped motorcycles.
A motorcycle?
Yeah, we ship a motorcycle. We've shipped a couple motorcycles because people ride them, you know, like their lifelong goal, bucket list, ride the motorcycle across the United States. So they ride to Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And they get here and they're not riding back.
That was one time and that's it.
Yep, they're like, I'm shipping it home.
Right.
I'm like, not a problem.
How do you pack a motorcycle?
Put it on a pallet.
You put it on a pallet.
Yep, and okay. Cover it with cardboard and protect it as well as I can. Strap it down. Put it on a big truck.
Oh, I noticed outside you had a statue.
Yes, that's Rebecca. Her name's Rebecca.
Her name is Rebecca.
Yes.
Did you hear that, Rebecca? Yeah. There's a Rebecca right outside the door.
And
that's a statue. Would you like to say something on the radio?
We should find out what Erica's goals are.
Erica, what are your goals? Erica's one of the people who work here. Her goal is to become a nurse. Very good.
She's starting nursing school.
She's starting nursing school. Come here. Got a couple minutes here. I really like this is Erica, and Erica works here, so come on over here. Okay. So, Erica, why do you want to become a nurse?
It sounds fun. That's my goal. Yeah. I don't know.
Very good. And have you taken any courses to move you toward that?
No, I start in January.
In January. Where are you going to take it?
Lane.
Lane Community College, which is, you know, right here in Springfield, Oregon. Actually, Eugene, Oregon, I think it is. And what is the first course you're going to take?
Math writing, and I got to work my way into medical terminology.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's full classes.
Full classes, yeah. And do you have to do anything with the pharmaceuticals, you know, learning how about drugs and anything like that?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's all in my 4 years of college.
Oh, that's great. I'm so excited. Well, thank you, Erica. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Fun. All right. So, Jessica, we have about 3 minutes left. So let's get a fond adieu to everyone out there. And just take about 2 minutes and just wrap it up for you.
I just appreciate you coming out. It's great. And I'm excited to see what you feel about me.
Yes.
Got me super curious now. I really think I need to do some coaching with you. I think it would definitely do something
right.
Amazing.
Well, what I'm feeling is that there's something that's going to be jump-started in this new year. And I'm not sure what it is, but it feels like it's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever thought about having a second store?
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe a second and maybe even a third store because, you know, there's a lot of money coming in for you.
Yep.
Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
All
that
right.
Feels great.
Well, I can't see my clock. My TikTok clock on the computer isn't working. I guess we're still under the time limit. Yes, we are. So, anyway, I'm going to close. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. Stay tuned tomorrow night, Thursday night, because we will be having two women coming in. They're going to be talking about their inspiration. One does photography. The other one does bookkeeping. So we're going to have some fun with them, finding out what their inspiration is. All right, we're over and out until tomorrow at 4 p.m. Stay tuned, and I love you guys.